inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rain.
It's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, and time for our Thursday morning spring, summer, and early fall feature, the first one of the season, Garden Talk. And with us on the line, well, we call in the business and on the scene stand up, Master Gardener Ed Byarski is out in his garden with hose in hand. Good morning, Ed.
And good morning, Matt. Yes, indeed. Another dry day in paradise.
Relative humidity has been kind of down over the last, the last 2 weeks or so. In fact, there was that open burning ban when the humidity got down to under 20%. It's back up to about 80% around in the Juneau area, but still probably a lot of the plants are kind of dry at this point, right?
Yeah, definitely. All the potted stuff, which is what I am watering. I'm not too concerned about plants in the ground. However, newly planted stuff, definitely the newly planted, whether that be vegetables, seeds, peas, carrots, broccoli, starts, transplants, hanging baskets, which are showing up in the local retailers just in the nick of time for Mother's Day, of course. But all of those, with this weather we're having, breeze, sunshine, and potentially low humidity, they really need to be carefully watered and cared for, perhaps waiting. Of course, there's nothing in the forecast. Normally we say transplant on a cloudy or rainy day. Well, there isn't, and today's a cloudy day. I mean, we're halfway there.
And one thing that I was kind of surprised to learn is that seeds especially are kind of vulnerable to low moisture.
Extremely so. I mean, initially, you know, they start out dry. That's fine. You can store seeds as long as they stay dry for a very long time. But once they have started to soak up moisture or started to put the first little bit of rootlet out, then it's critical that soil moisture stays consistent, because they will, if they dry, they die. That's the simplest way to put it. So, you know, nice even moisture in the soil. That may include covering the beds that have just been planted with the horticultural fabric we've talked about in the past. That helps hold some moisture in. You know, with these little stuff, we can't mulch. We really can't mulch over them. But one of the things I do that can help in holding some moisture there, too, is particularly for carrots, works for lettuce and other stuff, is use some vermiculite on the surface. So I make my little trenches, sprinkle the carrot seeds in there, and then sprinkle vermiculite over that, and then lightly, and of course you've got to lightly water with just a light spray nozzle as opposed to the really hard jets, so you don't wash the seeds out. But that kind of helps hold moisture there. More organic matter in the soil, again, that helps hold moisture there. But again, if it's a really organic soil and it dries out, then it can be very difficult to re-wet once it dries out, which applies to the potting soil and stuff too.
Is there such a thing as overwatering, especially when it's very dry? Is there a problem with that?
Better a consistent moisture if possible. And again, we're talking about soil moisture, so you know, check. We've got these sensors on both hands. You know, stick your finger in the soil and see what it's like. Go down there 3-4 inches or more if you're planting potted stuff. Maybe go down deeper. But that's a good indicator. And again, if folks are concerned about their established plants that were put in last year or the year before, check the soil moisture in those areas. They should be okay, unless you've got a really sandy or gravelly soil.
Okay, and also coming up this weekend, kind of the big event for gardeners and landscapers, or at least weekend landscapers. You've got the big garden sale coming up, right?
It is at Safeway, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, competing with all sorts of other events that I'm not even going to talk about at this time. But I know there's great gardening demand with this incredible weather we've had. So 9 o'clock in the morning at Safeway. The 4-H tree sale will happen. The Jensen Olson Arboretum has plants propagated out there. The Juneau Garden Club will be there. The community garden will be there. There will be several local retailers who help give a portion of their proceeds to the nonprofits to help them do what they do in various places around the community. So everything from fruit trees and berries to herbs and vegetable starts and hardy perennials, bare root trees. People should definitely get there on time. Bring boxes. Bring boxes along to carry home their booty. And it should be a great time to meet up with gardeners that you may not have seen in a while. And if I'm not too busy, I'll be happy to talk to people. Maybe after 10 o'clock or later when it slows down.
Just very quickly here, is there something that's maybe trending this year, something that's quite popular, or people that are kind of anxious to try out in their yard and garden?
Well, I know lots more folks are doing herbs and vegetables and seed potatoes. There'll be lots of seed potatoes available there. Folks want to grow food, and that's a really big thing, and the fruits and berries also. So all of that. I mean, flowers are great and help feed the soul and are beautiful, but having the more vegetables in the garden are really great. I mean, remove some lawn. Put in some vegetables and some flowers.
Yep.
Lawn is a four-letter word, after all.
Ed Byarski, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next week.
You're welcome, Matt.
Master Gardener Ed Byarski joins us every Thursday morning during Morning Edition, during the spring, summer, and early fall.